News Talk 790 KFYO, Tom and Laura. It's 7:38. Here's Cheryl Isaacs from Coldwell Banker. Welcome to the show. Glad to see you.
Good morning.
Now, Cheryl is wearing a orange blouse on the inside of a cream-colored overthrow. She looks like an inverted dreamsicle today. Yummy. How are you?
I'm sure they're all wanting to know that.
Well, you look lovely.
Let me take a picture of you. We'll put you on the website.
Not a good deal.
All right. Cheryl walks in here. She's got this little hoodie hanging out of her purse. And I'm like, what's the look? I mean, because I see her cell phone, and I'm sitting there saying, what is that sticking out of your purse? What is it?
It's an electronic key. That's the little thing that gets us in all of the key boxes in the homes. And it is, I mean, they're on every house. Every house, I would say 98% of them have a key box on there. The minute I plug my code in there and face it toward that key box, it electronically opens and the bottom falls out and the key to the house is there. It does not keep the owner at all from getting in the house. It just lets us get in. But the cool thing is it registers the minute that I do that. It registers who I am, what time of day it is, who I work for, my phone number, my email.
So everything. In other words, if you're showing a house and you enter the house, the homeowner would know, the seller would actually know who's selling their house or who's showing their house at what day, what time.
I'm not sure the seller knows it, but I know the realtor knows it because it immediately emails the other realtor, the listing agent, and says, Cheryl Isaacs just entered your home at 502 on June 24th. And that way, she knows exactly who's there, can call or email and get feedback for that seller. Mm-hmm. Every seller loves to get feedback from their realtor. It's really important, and it's very difficult to get feedback. But this particular program has an email thing on it that asks that showing realtor questions about did the home show well, how did it compete against others, was it priced right, you know, and other comments. So the seller could get some really good information, but a lot of realtors just don't fill it out. But I always call that realtor. I want to know so I can tell my seller this is what they thought, and if it's fixable, let's fix it. But if it's a two-story and they only wanted one, I can't fix it, you know. Right. I can't move it. Mm-hmm. So, well, but it's a really good tool.
Laura, I know years and years ago, this is probably 15 years ago, you'd go around and they had the manual key boxes, mm-hmm, where there was, the realtors had a key where they could open the key box.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But people didn't know what time people came in or who came in or.
Right. That's right.
And you know,
unless you left a card on the counter.
Well, right. And they're, so they were supposed to. But my thing is I was, would always think, okay, if I sold a house, when I was looking at houses, I'd go, man, you know, this is kind of creepy. You got people in your house and you don't know when they come and go. But this is what you do know.
We still want realtors to leave a card, even though they have spoken with the seller. It's just courtesy to leave a card because they've got somebody called and said they wanted to see my house, but I don't remember who they said, even though I know it. I just think it's good for them to know it. And you're funny talking about that key. In the early days, you know, we had to go around to every office and pick up a key to every house. So if you were going to show 10 houses, you had 10 keys. Then you had to go back and deliver them to every office.
Oh, that's awful.
So we think this is just a wonderful
This
tool.
Is way better.
How long have you had this thing?
Oh, years. Years. Probably 10 or 15 years we've had some form of this.
Nice. That's completely awesome. So
amazing
this is
what technology can do today, isn't
that's
it?
Right. This is another reason why you should let Cheryl Isaacs handle your real estate business.
Absolutely.
Okay, what's your telly if somebody wants to ring you up?
535-7077.
Ladies and gentlemen, the inverted dreamsicle today, the lovely Cheryl Isaacs, Coldwell Banker. Thanks for coming. 742.